The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Glory be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Prayer is hard. Now, I don't mean reciting prayers. Reciting prayers, that's easy. But to have a persistent, consistent, give and take, sustaining life of prayer, that is hard. Well, there are many, many distractions, both interior and exterior, that make prayer difficult. Jesus offers a few suggestions of what keeps us from having a fruitful prayer life. One of the big ones is the temptation to think that God couldn't possibly be interested in us or in our needs. God has bigger things to worry about than little old me. I don't want to bother God. I don't want to bother God because I'm not holy enough to ask for anything. Which really means, how could God possibly love me? All the things that I do. He loves you. How could he love me? Another is, don't want to annoy God. I'm afraid of God. And don't want to make him angry with me. Or sometimes we try to convince ourselves that God doesn't really answer prayers. Which is another way of saying, yeah, I know the answer to this prayer, and it's not the answer that I want to hear. The heart of the matter is faith. The stories that Jesus tells about banging on God's door and trusting that the Father is not going to give us a scorpion are all about faith. It's about trusting and believing in a God who is different from ourselves. Far too often, we project ourselves onto God. We project our own failings, our own selfishness onto God. And here's the line of thinking is, well, here's how I would respond when faced with someone like me. Surely God will respond the same way. We always tend to forget that everything that is good about ourselves comes from God, who, as John says, is love. Jesus teaches us about a loving Father that is concerned for his children, all of his children. He's not out to get us. He's not waiting to play cruel tricks on us, like handing us a snake instead of a fish, or a scorpion instead of an egg. We're dear to him. God cherishes us. He wants to draw close to us. He invites us to trust, to ask, and to confide in him. He desires that we share ourselves with him so that he may share himself with us.